The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
So 61,000 students received their Leaving Cert results last Friday, but it turns out that 13,695 of them, 23% of candidates, were not registered for Irish exams. So they didn't sit either the ordinary or higher level papers in Irish. Apparently the proportion of students not sitting Irish exams has been climbing steadily since 2018, when the equivalent figure was at 15%. Julian de Spawn, Ardruna of Conor de Gaeilge, what do you make of this?
Well, it's not surprising at all, Matt, to be honest. We've been saying that there's a crisis in the teaching of Irish for a long time now, and even in the programme for government, the Fianna Fáil at the time during general election took on board what we were saying and said they were going to put a policy together for Irish from preschool the whole way to third level, and that still has to be started. So when we've got a system where exemptions are increasing, the amount of students, I suppose, that are coming into the system late on, you know, are being not given the chance to learn Irish because we have an inflexible system at the moment for learning Irish. And what we're calling for is a system that addresses students' needs, addressing students' abilities, and that is an overhaul of what we have there at the moment.
Okay, because at present, those who do not sit the exam are typically students who have received exemptions to study Irish on the basis of learning difficulties or having been educated for a time outside of the state. So how would you deal with that, Julian, if that's what accounts for the 23% of candidates not been registered for Irish exams?
Well, what we'd like to do is change the system, bring it in line with the Common European Framework of Reference of Languages, basically the CEFR model that looks at the skills and making sure students have the different abilities and the different skills. So, for example, a student has a learning difficulty and finds it very hard to write the language. Why couldn't that student continue to learn Irish and do only oral Irish for the Leaving Cert and get the points that it would be awarded for that? And again, a student coming late into the system, why couldn't they do the first level of that CEFR system, the A1 level, for example? That would take into account that they haven't learned Irish for the same amount of time as other students in system. And again, they could do that for Leaving Cert, and again, they could get the points based on that. So instead of, because we don't have a flexible system, it means that an awful lot of students are getting exemptions or that they're not being included and not getting the chance to learn Irish and continue to learn Irish as well, because we're not addressing their needs at their ability level. And that's something they do in other bilingual countries, for example, other countries that have other languages. In Wales, for example, they're going down the CEFR model completely, and they want every student to come out of it with a B2, which actually mean that they would actually be able to converse in Welsh when they come to the end of the system. So we need to overhaul the system. There's no tinkering at the edges. That's really what we have with the exemption system. We need a new system for teaching of Irish.
Okay, Donald Ewing is with us as well, Head of Education and Policy for Dyslexia Ireland. What do you make of these numbers? 23% of Leaving Cert students not registered for Irish exams.
Well, you have to, I think sometimes the headline figure can not be the most illuminative. When you look at, drill down into the figures, for example, in primary school, 1.4% of children, because of learning difficulties, have the exemption. 1.4%. When you go into post-primary or secondary, you're bringing in a lot of students who maybe are returning to or moving to Ireland. So there's a lot of detail in there, but we certainly feel that it's a reasonable accommodation for people who have persistent learning difficulties like dyslexia.
1.3% initially up to 23% seems like a hell of a jump over the time within the school system. Is that because maybe learning difficulties are actually realised or they are given recognition at a later stage in the school cycle?
Well, yes, certainly we have a problem with not assessing young people early enough. But also I think the idea that children are not being given a chance to learn Irish doesn't hold water. Often for children who get the exemption, they have had repeated chances to learn Irish without success. And really, it's a pragmatic then decision as to which language to maybe focus on and to get to a functional level when it comes to the reading and writing. And I would say some of the commentary today on news media has really shown a lot of ignorance about the system, because every single one of those exemptions that we're talking about is governed by very detailed guidance from the Department of Education, and every single one of those exemptions has a certificate that's signed by the principal of a school. And I don't think we're suggesting that the integrity of principals is at question here. So there is clear guidance around this system, and whilst not everyone agrees with the fundamental principle, I would suggest that not everyone understands the lived experience of severe dyslexia at kitchen tables every afternoon. And for many children, this is transformative when they're given the exemption.
And presumably it's not just for dyslexia. There may be a whole range of reasons why children and teenagers struggle with Irish.
Exactly, absolutely. And also sometimes we have children who have more than one issue, and that kind of compound effect of maybe being new to Ireland and having an underlying learning difficulty makes the difficulties even more kind of challenging for them.
Indeed, we have a listener who says, my son has dyspraxia. He has a tutor twice a week all year round. Why would I stress him out learning a language he does not need or will very rarely use? You need to look at this from the parent and the child's perspective, says the listener.
Okay. Yeah,
sorry, Donald,
yes. Good point, Matt. And I think the other thing we've got some absolutely fantastic extra learning support teachers, special education teachers around the country, and they'll be supporting children, probably setting timetables as we speak around the country. But generally, they support children with English. It's almost unheard of for learning support to be provided in Irish. So if you're not going to offer lots of support to provide that differentiation that Julian's talking about, then we sometimes are faced with no other option but to double down on one language rather than spreading ourselves across two. And again, I have to stress, our phone lines absolutely hop every September with parents who are stressed out about their children and about the lack of support and the lack of assessment. And often something like an Irish exemption is something that for the first time reduces stress rather than adds to it.
Okay, what do you say to that, Julian Despond? Because, you know, if we are struggling with the resources in relation to providing learning supports, should they not be placed, the emphasis placed on the use of the English language, which on a day-to-day basis is what most children will be using for throughout their lives?
Yeah, first thing to say, Matt, just to let you know, I mean, that 23%, that's about 11% of that is from the exemptions. The other 10% or the over the 10% will be people who are repeating, leaving cert, not doing as many subjects. And also will be a number of students that just don't do Irish when it comes to, you know, they have the option not to do the actual exam when it comes to it, and, you know, when they go into the exam hall. But I suppose one of the things that we've noticed as well is that an awful lot of people who have exemptions, for example, also do another foreign language for leaving cert, you know. And again, we're not trying to, in many ways, we're not trying to say that there should be no exemptions. We're not saying that there should be no exemptions. We're saying that we should have a different system that would mean that there would be less of a need for exemptions. Learning supports is part of it, but the other part of it is having a whole different system of how we actually teach the language, with a more of an emphasis on the oral side of the language. And again, as I say, that, you know, that you could have a different variation of how you actually do the exams that be part of it. For example, in Wales, they don't have an exemption system at all, but they have a system where at the end of it, you don't have to do the exam if you don't want to. So we want a system that would be inclusive, that would work towards students' needs and abilities, and at the same time be very flexible, so that will mean that those students can continue to learn Irish up until leaving cert. And if it is a case that they can't write the language, well, why wouldn't they do it orally?
Listener Julian says, this is so frustrating. I have twin boys going into fifth year. They both hate it and are no good at it. We don't speak it at home or anywhere in our daily lives. It should be made a choice subject. The system we have for teaching Irish does not work. Julian, that listener doesn't make any suggestion as to any learning difficulties. It's just literally the twin boys don't want to do it. Should that not be taken into account? If people don't want to do it, they shouldn't be forced to do it.
Well, there's many things we do in maths, for example, especially when you come up to the leaving cert level, that we don't use and that we do not like learning, but we learn it anyway because it's part of what we do in school. And I'd say for that listener as well, that there's a host of opportunities for people to have Irish in later life as well. And we wouldn't like to close any doors for them in the future. And it's becoming more and more applicable when it comes to using Irish in different variety of jobs, be it the media sector, be it education, be it accountancy, law, and now. And into the future, they're going to be looking at 20% of the people who are employed in the public sector are going to be, they're going to have to be competent in Irish and in English. So there'll be a huge amount of opportunities out for them. So they shouldn't close their door to it yet. I think, again, as I say, if you change the system, it won't be the same experience that students will be having. And part of why a number of students, we did research on this in the past, a number of reasons why people didn't enjoy the language in school was that they didn't see the purpose. Well, we can change that when they can see the job opportunities and the other opportunities for using Irish in general. And the other thing is, like they say, it's a hard subject. Well, learning a language is hard. There's no two ways about it. it is more difficult than other subjects maybe. But we can address that by addressing how we teach the language.
Listener says, every primary school in Ireland should be a Gaelscoil. Children should be immersed from day one in conversational Irish and soak it up like sponges. They'd all be fluent by sixth class. Donald Ewing, do you think that would really be the case when you have children with learning difficulties, or would it be the case that they would become fluent if immersed in it and they had the learning supports available to them?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the most nuanced comment, is it, really, that really understands the fact that in our classrooms we have a whole range of children who have different learning skills and little different abilities and also challenges. And that neurodiversity, we feel, just has to be matched. In fact, it's not really it's not an option. It's a legal requirement that the state has, is to provide reasonable adjustments to what we normally do for most people to make sure that children's needs are being met and that they can achieve their potential without outsiders or perhaps government saying exactly how that's done, because that variety has to be reflected in the variety in our classrooms has to be reflected in the variety of options that we present. And sometimes words like core and compulsory don't reflect that diversity.
Thank you very much, Donald Ewing, Head of Education and Policy at Dyslexia Ireland, and Julian Despon, Ordruna of Conlonaguelga.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.